This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matthew Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. We want to get his thoughts today as the Obama administration files court papers challenging the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act, which was passed by Congress and signed into law by President Clinton back in 1996, which allows the states the prerogative of not recognizing marriages performed in other states, particularly gay marriages. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
This was stated by the Obama administration early on that this was one of its priorities. What do you make of their stepping forward and moving ahead with this in the courts today?
Well, of course, they're the defendant in the case, so they have to come forth and make some kind of effort. Now, Liberty Counsel, we are also filing a motion in intervention. We're actually flying out tomorrow to California to argue the case regarding intervention and also the case management conference, which we have our own defense on this particular matter. But moving back to the Obama administration, since they are the defendant having to defend the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, they're in a catch-22. They are required to defend. On the other hand, they're also saying that this discriminates against same-sex couples. This is a very awkward position for them to be in because we know they want to overturn and undermine the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. We already know that the Democratic National Convention, the platform that Obama crafted and shaped, says they want to repeal DOMA. He's indicated before he wants to repeal DOMA. Now he's having to defend it. The question is how rigorous he's going to defend, and that's why we're coming in to provide a real defense to this case.
Matt, there's got to be some sort of legal precedent for an administration challenging an existing law. What does history suggest in terms of how this will play out?
Well, you know, this will ultimately go before the United States Supreme Court, and there's going to be some justices there under the current makeup. That's not going to be persuaded either way by the defense of the United States Department of Justice. So even if they try to sabotage it, at the end of the day, we have a Supreme Court to go to. Now, we need to make sure that the composition really doesn't change with this new appointment. The votes don't change. We just need to make sure that we continue to move forward and pray that no one else, at least like a Scalia or a Thomas or a Roberts or an Alito, those kinds of individuals step down, because then the court would significantly change direction, and I would be very concerned to take this kind of a case involving same-sex marriage to the highest court.
Matt, this issue of gay marriage and the legality of it and so forth really came out of the Texas decision from about 2003, which was a sodomy case, and ever since then, the movement towards gay marriage has really accelerated. The justice who wrote the majority opinion in that case is Anthony Kennedy, so if you pile him on top of the four liberal justices, it would appear that the current court might actually be sympathetic towards this case.
Well, that's true as it relates to that sodomy statute in Texas. And so that case, the Lawrence versus Texas case, does present some significant issues for us to address. On the other hand, having been the one to write the decision, Kennedy also said that this does not and should not be extended to other kinds of things, including marriage. So we hope that we can continue to keep him at his word if this comes up to a pure marriage issue, because that's what he said this does not apply to. But again, you know, sometimes they say that and they ultimately change their mind. At the end of the day, I think it'll be a 5-4 decision, and at least a 5-4. It could be a greater decision than that, but I think it's a 5-4 decision. And Kennedy is going to be clearly an important vote.
Matt, in terms of this coming to the Supreme Court, and you and I have talked before about how the Defense of Marriage Act has really been able to protect states, especially those that have passed constitutional amendments from activist judges and so forth. So is this Supreme Court decision essentially going to be one of those watershed moments where the future and definition of the American family is really going to be pointed out?
It may well be. It should not be that way, because the Supreme Court should not be in the business of redefining or even defining marriage as the union of one man and one woman. That transcends the Constitution. It is something that is part of our natural existence. It is something that transcends political parties and geographies and time. So the Supreme Court should not be in the business of actually redefining it. If, in fact, they do redefine it to something other than what it is, it clearly shows we have an activist court. I think we need to make sure that we have justices on the bench that understand the role as an umpire, not activist legislators.
And one question before we let you go, Matt. Obviously, the focal point for the gay marriage debate has been California for the past couple of years. We just heard last week that some of the larger organizations looking to reimpose gay marriage on California want to wait until 2012 to put that on the ballot as opposed to 2010. What do you make of that strategy?
Well, I think they're not going to be able to get it on the ballot in 2010, and they know that. And some of them have originally thought they could, but they realize how difficult it is. It's not an easy task. We were able to put it on the ballot within a year and got it passed. The fact of the matter is, we're not going to have the great victories we've had in California and elsewhere and just simply sit on the fence or on the sidelines. We're going to continue to move forward with our grassroots organizations and continue to build that momentum forward. So we're not about to allow some radical group to redefine the definition of marriage and undermine the family.
Matt, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Matt Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, dean of the Liberty University School of Law. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.